The theme I picked to talk about is freedom and imprisonment, from the novel V for Vendetta. In V for Vendetta, they show freedom and imprisonment a lot. The first example I would like to talk about is in Chapter 1. Evie is taken and forced to do whatever the finger says when she was trying to sell herself to make money, as she was all alone. But then V takes her in and looks after her and gets her to help him plan out all of his tasks. In the next example I would like to share is in Chapter 8, Book 2, until roughly about Chapter 11. In this part, we see Evie try to shoot someone and then gets knocked out cold and is dreaming and has a very messed up dream. Then V comes chasing her. Shortly after that, in the next panel, we see Evie in a prison cell with a rat. After that, we shortly see Evie getting all of her hair shaved. Then we see her getting interrogated. We see Evie getting asked questions and then getting her head shoved into a bowl of water over and over again. By doing this and many other things, they're trying to make her lose herself and all of her integrity. Next, you see Evie walk into a room with a tape recorder, but no one is there and the tape recorder is playing. After that, we see Evie walk into a room that turns out to be the shadow gallery. And there is V standing there, telling her that he put her in this place to show her that she was already in a prison her whole life. We see Evie and V talking about how she said she was happy until he threw her out. Then V said, "Happiness is a prison. Happiness is the most insidious prison of all. Happiness is a prison because it blinds you to what's really happening." We see freedom with Evie when she is on the roof naked when it is raining. This represents true freedom because she is fully cleansed in a way, as the rain washes away her pain, terror, and feelings of imprisonment. She is finally free from the prison she's been held in because she finally recognizes it for what it is. So in conclusion, there's a lot of imprisonment and very little freedom in the novel V for Vendetta. Thanks for listening.